Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority in Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
The remarkable thing is that in all occurrences, the word is connected with the world, the cosmos. And therefore, the expression should be rendered the disruption or ruin of the world, clearly referring to the condition indicated in Genesis 1:2 and described in 2 Peter 3:5 and 6. For the earth was not created tohu, Isaiah 45:18, but became so. And as stated in the Hebrew of Genesis 1:2 and confirmed by 2 Peter 3:6, where the world that then was by the word of God perished. And the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, were created and are kept in store, reserved unto fire until the day of judgment, which shall usher in new heavens and the new earth. The disruption of the world is an event forming a great dividing line in the dispensation of the ages. In Genesis 1:1, we have the founding of the world, Thumelio. But in Genesis 1:2, we have its overthrow. This is confirmed by a further remarkable fact that the phrase which occurs 10 times is associated with, and he goes on to make some more important points. Last paragraph, ample New Testament testimony is thus given to the profoundly significant fact recorded in Genesis 1:2 that the earth became tohu vabohu, waste and desolate, and the darkness was on the face of the deep, before the creation of the heavens and the earth, which are now. All right. I'll just throw in here fast, and then we'll study a little bit more. The thumelio of the earth, let's start at Genesis 1. But don't lose Ephesians, which I just did. No, I didn't. Handkerchief is there. All right. Genesis 1:1. This is thumelio. This is when the world was founded by God, when he created it. In the beginning, God created, bara, the heavens and the earth. And this is Genesis 1:2. And the earth was or became without form and void. I am not smart enough to have figured this out on my own. But I worked for Kenneth E. Hagin. And this is what he believed. And this is what he taught. I'm going to read you for this from his book, and a very good book that you should read about this is The Triumphant Church. All right, I'm going to read you this from Brother Hagin's book, The Triumphant Church. The origin and fall of Satan, or Lucifer, as he was called, is made fairly clear in Scripture. He was called Lucifer before his expulsion and fall from heaven, but Satan, or adversary, after his expulsion and fall. The origin of demons, devils, or evil spirits is not made so clear. Now, he is made real clear, his fall. Some Bible scholars believe millions of years elapsed between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. And some believe that there could have been an original earthly kingdom before the creation recorded in Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Every time in the Old Testament, heavens is plural. The heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The evil spirits that are here on earth now could have been part of that original pre-Adamic kingdom. Many Bible scholars agree that even before the flood, a pre-Adamic kingdom existed. Because we know from archaeological discoveries that dinosaurs and mammoth animals once lived on the earth. Where did they come from? Maybe those creatures came from a different kind of creation that existed on the earth before Adam. Some kind of a pre-Adamic creation. In Isaiah chapter 14, we have a hint in Scripture of a pre-Adamic kingdom. Isaiah 14 is the fall of Lucifer. And he goes on to describe Lucifer's fall. I go into it quite a bit in my book, The Blood and the Glory. So Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then Genesis 1:2, and the earth became without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 2, where it says, and the earth was, that same verb is oftentimes, and I have it down at the left hand of the bottom, it often is read, and it was so, or it came to pass. Haya, and it was so, or it came to pass. So it came to pass. God created the earth perfect, the milio, when he founded it. But it came to pass that it became tohu vabohu. Now, I have over here on the left-hand side, and this is Impatia's writing, Shoshi, my granddaughter's writing, because I wrote down at the bottom here, but when I got my new Bible in, I don't know, 2000-something, I had her copy my notes from the old Bible. Tohu vabohu. Tohu means, and I have it down here for you, exact meaning. Formlessness, confusion, unreality, emptiness, chaos, waste. You think God created it that way? How do we know he didn't? Look at Deuteronomy 32:4. I've got it written down there. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, God's work is perfect. Couldn't possibly have been he created it that way. Psalm 111:3 says, God's work is glorious. Does that sound like formless, confused, unreal, empty, chaotic wasteland? Does that sound like perfect and glorious? No. So God created it perfect, glorious, Genesis 1:1. But it became tohu vabohu. Formless, confused, unreal, empty, chaotic wasteland. Now, it became that way. Something made it become that way. God did not make it that way. Look at Isaiah 45:18. I just did a little part of it here, so turn in your Bible to Isaiah 45. If you want to check and follow things in the Bible, see where that word is used elsewhere. But okay, Lord just spoke me something. Okay, Isaiah 45 and verse, for thus saith the Lord, Jehovah, L-O-R-D, capitalized is Jehovah, that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it, the milio. He created it, not tohu. When he made it, it wasn't tohu. That word in vain is tohu. He formed it to be inhabited. When he formed it, it was inhabited. Who inhabited it? A pre-Adamic civilization. He created it. He created everything. He created it to be, it was not tohu. It was perfect. Everything was perfect down here. The weather patterns were perfect. The beings were perfect. The animals were perfect. And all fossils belong to this time. So those dinosaurs were perfect. I have no idea. We don't know anything about it, but we do know he said they were. He said his work is perfect, and he said he formed it to be inhabited. We know who the head of it was. The one that was over this planet was Lucifer. Now, we're not going today into Lucifer's fall, but I have all the scriptures here. You can study it yourself. Read down here what I've got on my little opening page. This explains to you Lucifer fallen. So he was the head of that kingdom. And he fell. And when he fell, they followed him. At least two, let's see, one third of the angels followed him. So when he fell, that, by the way, when Lucifer fell, which we're not going into at all today, but you can read it really plain in my book here, or The Blood and the Glory. When he fell, that's the katabole. That's the catastrophe. That's the overthrow. There are two words translated foundation of the world. One of them is themelio, when God founded it. He refounded it after the katabole, the catastrophe, the overthrow. The catastrophe, the overthrow, is Genesis 1:2. In the New Testament, when it speaks of the overthrow, the katabole of the cosmos, the overthrow was Satan's, Lucifer's fall. Now, we'll come back to Genesis, but let's just look at Ephesians again. Let's just look at Ephesians. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all Holy Spirit-given blessings in the heavenlies, in the Anointed One, according as he hath chosen us in him before the katabole, before it was overthrown. He knew it was going to be overthrown. He knew all Satan was going to cause. But he also knew he's going to choose a people. And that people is going to be holy. And they're going to be fit to stand before him. So he blesses that group with every Holy Spirit blessing there is for his purpose in that group. Sure, he's going to protect them. Sure, they're going to rule and reign for their own protection. But there's a bigger purpose in the ruling and reigning.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. Join Dr. Billy Brim for our Authority Conference at our home church in a glorious church fellowship. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming Authority Conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 29th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelley Brim. For more information about the Tulsa Area Authority Conference, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.